B'tachan for Life, Shir 1844, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbes, Parshas Shoftim. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Rav Yisrael Chaim, Ben Rav Moshe Zatzal. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send them an Iloi Neshama, and he should be Zeiche to a Lichtig Gan Eden. We were discussing how sometimes a person can feel alone in his betachin. We explained that the entire creation feels betachin, but in the human race, amongst human beings, it can sometimes be a lonely journey. And Reb Chatzkel and Aryeh Cheskel in Michtav Chavtes, we mentioned it in one of the shiurim, in the Tefillah for Life shiur. He explains, he's talking to an individual that feels like he's all alone in his Avedas Hashem. And he says, Al devar shu misoinen shehu yechidi. You're complaining, you feel bad that you're alone. Ma yisoinen adam chai, it's a pasuk. Why is a person who's alive complaining? And Reb Chatzkel has a very interesting explanation of that pasuk. It means, Dai shehu chai. Be'es dveikusei bechayim, ein leimokim lehisoinen. When a person is alive, meaning when a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person is doing Avedas Hashem, so yes, he might be alone. But it's enough that he has a connection to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. That should be enough to keep him going. He says the Rabbeinu Shlalom judges a person and sends a person Siyata Dishmaya according to his circumstance. And then he continues and he says, Ve'ikr schus shel Avram Avinu alav ha'shalom, shehaya yechidi zulas oizra misaviv. The main schus of Avram Avinu was the fact that he was yechidi. He had no one to help him. U'bein oilam mole misnagdim u'mafriyim o'isoy me'avedos yisbarach. There was an entire world of people that were against what Avram Avinu was doing. Therefore, Avram Avinu was chosen, and he collected schar keneged kulam, keneged all of the existence, everything that existed. That means the main maila that Avram Avinu had was the fact that he was yechidi, the fact that he had to do it on his own. And therefore, says Reb Chatzkel, never feel chalishus hadas when you're on your own. It's a unique opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a profound way, like Avram Avinu. That's how we should feel when we're putting effort, real effort, into Betachan. Yes, maybe most people don't feel it, and maybe most people don't believe it, and maybe most people don't live with these levels. But Avram Avinu lived with strong emuna and strong Betachan with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we emulate that, to live, even if it's on our own, even if it's lonely. Or like we explained yesterday, all of the creations have it, but even if amongst the human beings, we feel lonely sometimes. Zogt Reb Chatzkel, hold on. A person that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechidi is Neitel Schar Keneged Kulam. He gets Schar Keneged everyone else in his Avedas Hashem.